Because plans have been announced to build one of Europe's largest life science campuses in Stevenage in a £400 million project. GlaxoSmithKline say they're looking for a development partner to transform part of their existing site in the heart of town, selling 33 acres of land and creating up to 5,000 jobs over the next 5 to 10 years. Adrian Hawkins, OBE, is the independent chair of the Stevenage Development Board. Joins us now. Adrian, good evening to you.
Good evening, Rob.
Welcome to the. I'm well, sir. Thank you for asking. Welcome to the program. What's your reaction to this project?
Well, we're bowled over. Absolutely delighted that we're going to be extending the delivery of STEM subjects, STEM capability, life sciences within Stevenage, and we've been working for the last 2 years now to set ourselves up to support this particular activity and many others across Stevenage. I mean, We're absolutely delighted with the companies that we have in Stevenage. We have Airbus, who is putting satellites into outer space. We have MBDA, who's in advanced engineering. And we've got the cell and gene therapy catapult and the catalyst alongside GSK on the what's currently a 92-acre site in Stevenage. So we're very pleased that they're now going to be allocating the last third of that site to a continuation of life science development within Stevenage.
I know some people might question why GSK has chosen Stevenage to build one of Europe's largest life science campuses, but actually it doesn't surprise me in the least. You mentioned some of the names there. But there is a corridor of science and technology in Stevenage where you think, well, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And organisations, when they've moved into Stevenage, are absolutely keen to scale up in Stevenage. So the Catalyst and the Catapult have been pretty much supported by the Hertfordshire LEP for the last 10 years. The chairs, the board have supported the activity and invested heavily in getting those activities off the ground, so much so that I believe that the life sciences, the cell and gene part of it, is the largest outside of the USA now. So so really, it's a mark in the sand for the future of the country, because we're developing in Stevenage some really sort of cutting-edge technologies that are really going to help the health of our people.
But also the location of that sort of magic corridor. You've got the A1M on one side, you've got the train line on the other side, and an catchment area. Yeah. And universities nearby. Everything seems to, and I know none of this has been done by accident. There's a reason why all this suddenly comes together.
Yes, absolutely. And we are part of the Cambridge, Oxford, London triangle. So we're sitting quite nicely in that particular area. We are part of that sort of high development, high technology corridor. And Stevenage is really ready to sort of take on the opportunities, because it's part of our levelling up programme for residents of Stevenage and North Harts. You know, we want to improve the skills such that we can meet the demands of this particular group of employers, and it is all very much cutting-edge science. So we're working with the university to bid for an Institute of Technology in Hertfordshire. So there's lots of things happening which, you know, are all sort of embryonic at this point in time, but very much are part and parcel of trying to make this happen.
Adrian, pleasure talking to you. Wish you well. Adrian Hawkins, OBE, Independent Chair of the Stevenage Development Board. Big news for Stevenage, because plans have been announced to build one of Europe's largest life science campuses in the town in a project worth around £400 million, a big expansion by GlaxoSmithKline. And they have some pretty... There is that corridor between the A1M and the train line in Stevenage where it's just STEM city, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, rocket city. It works there, it really does.